Hey, this is TA calling in from day 66 of the Great Big Walk, Din Chai Sati, at an elevation of 3230 or thereabouts at a place just below the Ting Sing La. And the day was a little bit different than anticipated. We actually thought we were going to be stopping in Bigu Gompa, which was about an 850-meter gain from our riverside camp of last night. But life sometimes doesn't turn out the way you anticipate. So we packed up, figuring it was might be our last day on the road. We weren't sure if in Bigu we were going to get picked up by truck or stay the night. So we were thinking maybe this might be our last bit of walking. And we sort of pounded out the 850 meters in just over 2 hours 15. It was great fun. At one point we got adopted by about 15 or 16 or 20 kids on their way to school at Bigu Gompa, and Marion got quizzed about lots of different things, what she likes to eat, what she likes to do, about her children, about her sisters and brothers, by two of the brave young ones as we walked up. And then we got to Bigu Gompa, and Marion and I visited the nunnery there. It is, I believe, one of the biggest nunneries in Nepal. It's a very forward-thinking place for women to study the Dharma and study Buddhism. They teach the young women who are studying there not only the Dharma but English and also Kung Fu for confidence. And after we visited the shrine room, which was interesting, it felt a little different than when you visit a monastery to me. We were invited to have milk tea, and I think we were joined by one of the head nuns. So that was a nice little midday field trip from where we had stopped. Turns out the road over the Ting Sing La has had some washouts, so we learned then after lunch that we weren't done walking, indeed, but that we would need to walk up and over the Ting Sing La and down to a place where a vehicle can pick us up sometime tomorrow, maybe in the afternoon. So we actually broke a lot of records today, or we tied some records and broke some others. The record we absolutely blasted, so kind of amazing, and on what's turning out to be our second to last day of the Great Big Walk is our elevation gain record. It was our biggest elevation gain by almost double, 657 floors, or just shy of 2,000 meters, 6,570 feet of elevation gain, so you know we're feeling pretty pooped out this evening. We also did 21.5 kilometers. Marion had 30,958 steps. I had 32,136, shy of our daily record. And Carm had 31,348. And we all clocked in at around 21.5K. So, you know, the Great Big Walk isn't letting us off easy. We have to go up and over the pass tomorrow. According to the map, the pass is about 3.7. And then we go down to 1,600 meters. So our little legs and feet and ankles and knees are going to want to just fall off by the time we actually get on our vehicle that will take us to Kathmandu. So an exciting end to the Great Big Walk. And so because I might not be able to call in an update tomorrow, I will definitely be doing lots more reflective pieces from the Great Big Walk over the next while, and pictures and lots of things. But in the meantime, just in case, I wanted to thank the Memorial University of Newfoundland Office of Engagement for their funding of these updates from the Great Big Walk. I wanted to thank Brianne, Anthony, and Earl for minding the home communications front and transcribing and making sure that there was lots of great content on the Facebook page. I want to thank my School of Human Kinetics and Recreation colleagues for covering for me while I'm off having this amazing experience on the Great Big Walk. I want to thank participating schools. Your messages of inspiration and knowing that you were off walking with us each and every day, and your questions were fabulous, so thanks for participating along with us. And I want to thank all you others who've also tuned in with us on the Great Big Walk. It's been great to have you along. Great to know you also have been walking, rolling, running, strolling, hiking, getting physically active in whatever way makes sense for you. And so I'll miss talking to you all each day, and definitely do look at the website over the next little while for lots of pictures and reflections and those kinds of things as Marin and I transition home and get to share lots of the amazing photographs. I'm sure we've got 5,000 pictures at least to get through. And we'll definitely drop you some kind of a note from Kathmandu to let you know that we've arrived there safe. We start flying home on May the 9th, and we arrive there on May the 10th. If by chance you have nothing to do and want to come on out to the airport, and we're coming in on an Air Canada flight from London, I think it lands at around 3 p.m. on the 10th that Saturday. So come on out, welcome us home, celebrate the Great Big Walk with us. So, signing off from day 66 of the Great Big Walk, and catch you soon from either from Kathmandu, and then also to let you know we got home safe and probably from some airports along the way. Big day here. Blew out our elevation today on our last big day, so it's a great way to end a Great Big Walk is with a Great Big Walk. Take care, and Godspeed.